Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, and welcome again to another show. You are now on the Conspiracy Reality. I'm your host, Tony Smith. And today's show is going to be talking about Trump and him wanting to go back to the gold standard. I'm having some technical difficulties with the audio, unfortunately. And I can't even tell if it's something to do with the censorship or if it's an issue with the equipment. At any rate, the show must go on. And I'm just trying to get this to work correctly, and it's not working out for me. So, at any rate, what I wanted to do is talk about Trump and his wanting to go back to the gold standard. And I wanted to play some clips for you guys, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that, considering this issue with these uploads. They're not working for me. but basically what the situation is there's talk about Trump leading us to go back to the gold standard, because basically we were on the gold standard, then we were off the gold standard, and then we were backed by oil. So it was became the petrodollar. So it was the dollar, then the petrodollar, and now we're trying to go back to the dollar. With it being backed by gold again. And there's a whole underlining history in regards to that. And that's why I wish I could play these clips. I don't know if I'll be able to or not. We'll see what happens. But I'm trying to upload them and it keeps just loading when I upload the clips. So I don't know what the heck is the problem here. Yeah, it just keeps processing over and over. It doesn't do anything for me. Always a problem. I can never get anything to work properly for me. There's always an issue. So what we'll do is I will try to see if we can get those clips played. I'm not sure if we'll be able to be honest with you. We'll see, but I don't know. We'll see what we can do as far as that's concerned. So I'm going to read a couple articles to you. And again, I do apologize that we're having these technical difficulties. We're censored regularly. If you are a longtime listener, you already know that. And we'll see. Let me just read this article to you. This is from American Thinker, and it says, and this is at the beginning of March, so it was about a month ago, is Trump serious about returning to a gold standard? While President Trump is known for saying things to control the news cycle and influence public perception, he has made numerous statements in the past about wanting to revert to the gold standard. Is he serious, and is it even practical? And the gold standard, while the allure of gold is strong today, it's nothing new. Gold has been used all throughout history and has often been the currency of choice for settled governments, even rural communities and nomads. The earliest known use was in 643 BC in present-day Turkey. Just as it has a rich history on the global landscape, gold is also intrinsically connected to the American history. After the discovery at Sutter's Ranch in 1848,
The precious metal inspired what is now known as the gold rush in California, which is why you have the San Francisco 49ers as a football team, because the 49ers are the people who went to California for the gold rush, which is why you have so many people living in California today, because their ancestors were in this gold rush. Not only did the gold rush help settle the western part of the country, but it also brought America into the global stage. As the world was becoming less fragmented and more unified, at least in the sense of commerce, industrialized countries were looking for ways to standardize transactions and create a world market. In response, the gold standard was adopted. From the perspective of a citizen, the gold standard meant that people no longer had to carry around gold bullion and coins to handle transactions. It also meant that you could redeem any amount of paper money for its corresponding value in gold. The Federal Reserve in 1913 as a way of stabilizing gold and currency values, but World War I soon came and threw a wrench into everything. Countries started printing paper money in massive quantities in order to pay for the expenses they were incurring as part of the gold conflict. This led to hyperinflation. And while most countries did return to a modified gold standard after the war, some flaws in the system had been exposed. The stock market crash in 1929 and the ensuing Great Depression caused the price of gold to rise tremendously, which led people to exchange their dollars for gold and start hoarding the precious metal. From 1933 all the way through the 1960s, a variety of agreements, acts, and fiscal policies from presidents like Roosevelt, Truman, and Eisenhower eventually led to such great problems that the gold standard came to an end. Starting in 1971, the USA refused to redeem its dollars in gold because excessive government debt and money printing had caused the price of gold in the free market to rise ways above the fixed redemption of gold. Since the dollar was backed by gold up to that point and had gained the status as the most important reserve currency, most other countries around the world had already abandoned their own gold standards and instead pegged their currencies to the dollar. While it was met with trepidation at the time, the end of the gold standard has actually paved the way for unbridled economic growth, which in layman's terms means that they were able to control the ups and downs in the economy. So it's basically a rigged economy. It also led to gold as a secondary investment mechanism, which becomes especially popular during the times of recession. But despite operating without the gold standard for nearly 50 years, and it's at its end, there are always calls to return. Now, for 50 years, we have not been the dollar. We have been the petrodollar for the last 50 years. Our dollar is tied to the price of oil and tied to oil. So if you're going to buy oil, you have to use petrodollars. And that's what we've been under. And it has been the world currency in reserve. China has a lot of it, which is why President Trump has recently talked to China, and which is why President Trump has issues with trade policies, because it's all stemming to the currency. And because of statements he made in the past, many wonder if President Trump is the man to do it. When the U.S. government first legalized private ownership of gold again in 1975, Trump was one of the more aggressive investors in the country. He bought in at around $185 an ounce and claims he eventually sold his stake at somewhere between $780 an ounce and $790 an ounce. But that doesn't mean that Trump is done with gold. He still has quite an affinity for it, something clearly visible in his lavish lifestyle. And when asked about his views on the gold standard in a 2016 interview, bringing back the gold standard would be very hard to do, but boy, would it be wonderful. He'd have a standard on which to base our money. Trump is far from alone in his stance. When you look at other supporters of a return to the gold standard, many of them were on the debate stages with him during the 2016 campaign, including Ben Carson, Ted Cruz, and Mike Huckabee. The American people, while mostly aligned on the topic, aren't exactly opposed either. A Gallup poll in 2015 showed that 39% of the people approve of the gold standard, compared with just 15% who disapprove. And then half of the respondents were undecided. But if you are to use a currency, a paper currency, the best thing to have is the it to be backed by gold. What you want to do is actually nationalize the currency as it is backed by gold. And the Federal Reserve needs an audit. There's a lot of stuff that needs to happen as far as this is concerned. Nevertheless, the appeal of the gold standard rests with those consumers who are growing weary of a ballooning federal deficit and $22 trillion in national debt at this point. With the need to have gold on hand to exchange for dollars on an as-needed basis, the Federal Reserve's ability to print money would be restrained, which it needs to be. And this is also why you have these MMT cultists running around here promoting MMT, because the Federal Reserve, which is a private bank, is trying to save itself. So it is dispatching its propaganda tools to the public, because MMT is nothing more than the rebranding of the current practices of monetary policy that we do today. Bringing the monetary policy back to the gold standard would definitely put a lot of people in the poorhouse who are rich off this fiat currency with actual no real value. So a lot of millionaires are going to go back to the middle class. And this is actually a good way, rather than to crash the economy, to panic up the economy is a great way, in my view, to get us back to at least sound money, and then from that point make it more competitive as far as currency statewide is concerned. We should go back to that standard. And the last time we had that sort of currency competition was during the Articles of Confederation. And obviously those were repealed, and we now have the Constitutional Republic that the Constitutional Convention brought us. We are also not currently in an actual government, but we'll get into that at a later date. Right now, we're just talking about Trump and going back to the gold standard. As with most economic issues, there are pros and cons associated with a return to the gold standard. The benefit is that it would rein in irresponsible spending, like by the Federal Reserve, and it'll help the country get out of debt. Right now, we are debt slaves, and the country moves forward on deficit spending, or pay-as-you-go, as the Democrats would call it. And that's exactly what MMT is promoting, because they believe debt is good, and debt is not good. The biggest negative is that it would constrain what the Federal Reserve can and can't do, which is what needs to be. The Federal Reserve shouldn't have full reign to print money out of thin air and do what they want and make all this money off of it. It's supposed to be subject to the federal government, because the federal government created it, but it acts as an independent entity, which it is, a private bank, with the cloak of federalism. While it's easy to disagree that the Fed, you know, with what the Fed does, but the ability to influence the economy through monetary policy is important if you are a banker. But if you are not a banker, then you rely on the free market. It's all about control, brothers and sisters. That's all the Federal Reserve is. And honestly, Trump bringing it back to the gold standard would help us. But there are other views as far as why he's doing this too. Now, and I wish I could have played, but we'll see. I'll see what I could do, but I wanted to try to play. I'll see what I can do about playing these clips. We'll see. They're not working at all on my dashboard here. So I'm just trying to see if this thing will work. No, it's not. Okay, so that's pretty much. So I'll play the clips here in a second, you guys. So basically, in terms of practicality, moving to the gold standard, it's possible. Most countries keep the majority of their foreign reserves in gold, really, already. And whatever the USA decides to do, most currencies are backed by the dollar. So we're in the driver's seat in that regard. It would be all other countries would respect it and actually be more confident in the dollar if it were to go back. It's going to take a lot for us to move back to the gold standard. Like I said, a lot of people are going to lose money. But I think that's going to be a reality. And what I think they're going to try to do is make gold eventually become the global currency, which it shouldn't be. There shouldn't be a global currency, which is the view of a lot of truthers. And that's where I'm going to bring to my point where I wanted to show you guys this clip of the play devil's advocate of people who do not support it. But obviously you don't hear this in the mainstream media, do you? You don't hear about Trump putting us back on the gold standard, nor have you heard about us pulling out of Syria either, and that ISIS is defeated. You didn't hear about that either, have you? Because the mainstream media is focused on saving itself. The CIA is about beaten. The deep state is about beaten, and they're trying to save themselves. Now, this is the bill that Trump proposed. Well, he didn't propose, but supports. It's H.R. 5404, and it is to define the dollar as a fixed weight of gold. So whatever the fixed rate of gold that is chosen, then the dollar will be based on that fixed rate. So the bill is H.R. 5404. The committee is the House Financial Services Committee. It's sponsored by Representative Mooney and Representative Alexander, and both are Republicans. It was referred on the 22nd to the House Committee on Financial Services. So it's just in its beginning stages. It's just got introduced. And now there's going to be a debate on it. So if it gets passed, this is going to be a game changer. And like I said, a lot of people are going to lose money. And it's going to make a lot of people better as far as their lifestyles. It's going to make the cost of living go down. And it's just going to be a good thing initially. But it's yet to be seen what will happen after that. So I'm going to try to play these clips for you. And I don't know if we'll see what will happen. But like I said, Blog Talk is not allowing me to play them. So bear with me a couple moments. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put this mic to the speakers. We've done this before, so. So that's what I'm going to do. And So I want you guys to hear this clip, and then I'm going to see if it plays. I don't think it's going to play. One, let me see.